Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is inbound integration to Oracle Advanced Queue using WebSphere Adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite. Today's presenters are Prasanna Hala, Bharanti Manian, and Ravi Shankar. Prasanna is a member of WebSphere Adapter's QA team in IBM India Software Labs. He is responsible for testing the WebSphere Adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite product. Bharanti is a software developer with 6 years of experience working with the WebSphere Adapters team at the IBM Software Lab in Bangalore, India. Her expertise includes Java, J2EE, and web technologies. Ravi joined IBM in 2010 as a fresher. He joined the WebSphere Adapter team and is currently working as a developer for WebSphere Adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite. Prior to Oracle EBS, he used to work as a developer in SAP Adapter's team. He has been working on Java and front-end technologies. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Bharanti. You may begin.
Thank you, David. Good morning, everybody. The intent of this session is to introduce and discuss some of the key aspects of inbound integration with Oracle's advanced queues. I'm on slide number 2. Henceforth called as AQ. The agenda is split into 2 slides. First, we will have a brief overview of Oracle's AQ. Then, we will understand the existing outbound integration of the adapter with Oracle AQ. We will follow it up with the inbound integration and compare the different DQ mechanisms. We shall also discuss the discovery wizard changes for the AQ inbound feature. Moving on to slide 3. We shall also look at the generated adapter artifacts, database objects, and activation spec changes that are part of the AQ inbound feature. The runtime behavior will also be discussed in detail, and the rest of the session would be on the known issues, limitations, and related publications. Moving on to slide 4. Oracle AQ is an Oracle proprietary queuing technology that is built on top of the Oracle database. The 2 common operations with AQ are NQ and DQ. NQ is an operation where messages are put onto the advanced queue, and DQ is the operation where messages are pulled out of the advanced queue. Oracle eBusiness Suite leverages the AQ mostly for its workflows and integration needs. There are few standard queues defined under the AppleSys schema in a typical Oracle eBusiness Suite installation. These predefined queues are used for workflows within the Oracle system and for integration with trading partners or B2B solutions. In this session, we will see how the WebSphere adapter integrates to eBusiness Suite using the inbound integration to AQ, which is being made possible by the support added for inbound connectivity to the adapter from version 7501 IF05 and 7503. Moving on to slide 5. Before looking at the new feature, we shall now look at what is currently supported by the adapter with respect to integration with Oracle AQ. Release 7.5 of the WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite provided the support for outbound integration to Oracle's advanced queues. With this, we could use the adapter to send outbound messages onto the configured AQ. This operation is called enqueuing. Here, we use the JDBC driver to run a PLSQL program to enqueue a message. Outbound integration is supported on single and multi-consumer queues. Moving on to slide 6. Now, we will look at the new feature and the changes related to the same. Support for the inbound integration capability to the Oracle AQ enhances the integration story of the adapter with the Oracle e-Business Suite. With this support, we now have a bidirectional integration support with e-Business Suite through AQ. Integration with AQ provides for document-level integration with e-Business Suite. The operation that retrieves the messages from AQ is called DQ operation. Oracle AQ supports for multiple means to DQ message from AQ. The adapter offers support for PLSQL and the JMS mode of DQing. We will look at details related to both in a short while. The DQed message has three constituent parts, which are the message ID, message properties, and the payload. Adapter supports the inbound connectivity to multi-consumer queues and whose payload type is, which is of type JMS text message. The AQ that is configured to DQ should have DQ capability enabled on it. Moving on to slide 7. In this slide, we see a pictorial representation of the components involved in inbound connectivity to Oracle AQ. Here, we see that the EBS adapter uses the staging event table during the DQ of messages. The staging event table is required to stage the inbound events retrieved from the configured queue. The staging event table can be created on any database of type DB2 or Oracle. The staging table does not have to exist on the same database as the AQ. Here, we can see that when the PLSQL mode of DQ is used, the adapter creates a wrapper package and procedure along with some type definitions on the database where AQ is present in the e-business suite. It is through these wrapper objects that the native procedure to DQ is invoked by the adapter. In this inbound implementation, assured once delivery is made mandatory as we are enforcing a staging table for the inbound connectivity to function. This is because a staging persistence store is necessary so that the transactionality on the pool and retrieve and delivery can be achieved. By doing so, we remove the possibility of losing messages or delivering duplicate messages. So in metadata discovery wizard, you will see that the assured once only delivery checkbox enabled by default and disabled to prevent users from overriding this behavior. Moving on to slide 8. In this slide, we have compared the differences between the two DQ mechanisms of AQ inbound, that is PLSQL and JMS. The first difference is in the way we retrieve messages. PLSQL can retrieve batch of messages based on the pool quantity specified. However, JMS API has a built-in restriction on the bulk retrieval capability. The second difference is on the dependency drivers that are needed. JMS DQ mechanism needs AQAPI.jar, which is shipped with Oracle eBusiness Suite, along with the JDBC driver, that is OJDBC.jar. For PLSQL, only the JDBC driver is sufficient. The next difference is in the prerequisite artifacts that are needed for DQ. At runtime, the module with PLSQL DQ mechanism will create few required PLSQL types, packages, and store procedures on the e-business database before the polling starts. Only PLSQL DQ mechanism supports the connectivity to Oracle using the JNDI data source. The next difference is the way the AQ header and message properties are retrieved. PLSQL retrieves all the headers and properties, whereas JMS APIs retrieves some of the attributes only. Also, enqueue time will be displayed as milliseconds in JMS and as a timestamp in PLSQL. I shall now hand it over to Ravi Shankar, who will walk you through the rest of the slides. Thank you.
Thank you, Bharti. In the In the upcoming few slides, we'll look at the configuration and runtime aspects related to the new feature. Okay, I'm sorry. Moving on to slide 9. In the upcoming few slides, we'll look at the configuration and runtime aspects related to the new feature of support for AQ inbound connectivity. Firstly, you need to configure the adapter module for inbound connectivity and need to add the Oracle drivers to support the connectivity. For connectivity with Oracle, add the supported Oracle JDBC driver jar, that is OJDBC6.jar. If you want to use the JMS mode of DQ, you need to add AQ API jar. Alternatively, if you need a node level deployment, both of these jars, OJDBC6 jar and AQ API jar, needed to be copied in the BPM's library path. Moving on to slide 10. In this screen, you will need to expand Oracle eBusiness Suite from the top level node on the tree displayed under Oracle System Connection Information. Under this, select the version of the eBusiness Suite. Fill in the connection details such as host name, system ID, port, etc., as shown in the slide. This is required for connecting to the EIS and discovering the available advanced queues. Here we see that the prefix for business objects is not required, hence it has been disabled by default. Click next to move to the next panel. Moving on to slide 11. This slide shows a list of advanced queues that are retrieved after connecting to the EBS. What gets displayed are queues that have DQ capability enabled on them and that which support payload type of JMS text message. Also, only multi-consumer queues are listed. Select one of the desired AQ to configure inbound connectivity to using the adapter. One important consideration here is that only a single AQ can be selected. Most commonly used AQ in EBS belong to Apple's schema. Click on next to continue. Moving on to slide 12. Only operation that is supported here is DQ operation, hence there are no options provided for operation selection. The generated interface will have the service operation name in the format of DQ AQ appended with the schema name and the advanced queue name. Click on next to continue. Moving on to slide 13. On this slide, we see few newly added fields such as advanced queue consumer name, staging event table, staging data source JNDI, and DQ using. All these fields are mandatory. There are a few other optional fields as well. Advanced queue DQ condition, advanced queue consumer name, and advanced queue correlation ID. One consideration on this screen is that if the user selects JMS DQ mechanism, then he will have to provide the database connection information as a JDBC URL. The option of using a data source is not allowed. We'll look at the details related to each of these new fields in the following slide. Moving on to slide 14. In this slide, we'll discuss the configuration of adapter module. The properties which we have are advanced queue consumer name field. Here, the integration developer should enter the recipient ID of the consumer or the subscription ID of the subscriber of the configured or selected AQ. Advanced queue DQ condition. In this field, the user can enter the condition for the DQ operation. DQ condition is specified as a Boolean expression using syntax similar to the where clause of a SQL query. Advanced queue correlation ID. This field takes an identifier to group or correlate messages. DQ using this drop-down, select the DQ mechanism to be used for the DQ operation. If PLSQL is selected, then the adapter creates a wrapper store procedure to DQ messages, and the required types are created by default at runtime. If you select JMS, ensure that you have selected the AQ API jar file in the locate the required file and libraries window. Staging event table. Here, provide a unique name for the staging table. Staging data source JNDI. Here, provide the JNDI name of the predefined data source that can be used to connect to the staging table. This completes the configuration of the inbound adapter module. Moving on to next slide 15. In this slide, we see the generated artifacts for a configured inbound adapter module. Schemas for AQ header BO, payload BO, payload header BO, payload header properties BO, payload header properties attributes BO, payload header replied to BO are generated. Moving on to slide 16. In this slide, we see the BO structure of the message that will be DQ'd, processed, and delivered by the adapter. You can notice that the payload BO as shown in the image above will be, as shown in the slide, will be delivered as it is and will not be parsed. In JMS DQ mechanism, only few fields will be populated in AQ header, such as priority, correlation ID, NQ time, expiration, etc. In payload, only text underscore VC, that is the content of payload, will be available. This is a limitation from Oracle AQ JMS API. Moving on to slide 17. This slide shows the relationship between payload BO and payload header. This business object is used to hold the payload information retrieved for a message from AQ. Moving on to slide 18. This slide shows the relationship between different child structures of the constituent payload header BO. Moving on to slide 19. Once the inbound adapter module for DQ is configured, on the integration designer, the deployment properties can be modified through the properties view as shown here. The newly added fields can be modified or updated and the module can be redeployed. Moving on to slide 20, and I shall now hand it over to Prasanna. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ravi. Now, we will look at the database object that is created by the adapter during the AQ inbound module deployment and startup. There are four custom Oracle data types that is created on the Oracle EBS database. They are IBM DBMS AQ JMS text, IBM DBMS AQ MSG, IBM DBMS AQ MSG ID, and IBM DBMS AQ MSG table. Also, an Oracle package is created which contains the procedure to dequeue the messages. The name of the package will be in the format of schema name underscore queue name underscore WPKG. For example, if we choose WFJMS out advanced queue from AppleSys schema, the name of the package would be AppleSys underscore WFJMS out underscore WPKG. If there is a failure with the database object creation, please refer the logs and take necessary steps to correct them. Restart the adapter module and the object should get created. Moving on to slide 21. In this slide, we have explained the staging table metadata. As explained earlier, the staging table is mandatory for the AQ inbound functionality. This table is used to temporarily stage messages retrieved from the Oracle AQ. The staging table will be created by the adapter at runtime if it does not already exist. The staging table need not be in the same database as that of eBusiness Suite. Staging table is supported on IBM DB2 or Oracle databases. The details of the staging table column definitions are shown here in the slide. XID, which is the unique key for the table and contains the unique exit transaction ID. Status column values indicate the processing status of the messages received by the adapter. Other columns such as MSG props, payload, and text log contain the received message information. Moving on to slide 22. This slide shows the deployment properties of the deployed AQ inbound adapter module. This screenshot is taken from the BPM's admin console page showing the activation spec properties. The newly added activation spec properties are highlighted here. They are populated during the metadata discovery wizard. Note that the EBS connection type property is set to advanced queue. The queue name property identifies the AQ to be dequeued. And for a module with a PLSQL as dequeue mechanism, queue name property will be used during runtime, so that the adapter creates PLSQL objects named after the queue name property value. Moving on to slide 23. Here, we have given a high-level representation of the runtime behavior of the AQ inbound adapter module. When the adapter module is deployed and started for the first time, it checks for the staging table. If the staging table does not exist, then it creates one. Further, if the dequeue mechanism is PLSQL, then the adapter creates the required wrapper PLSQL object on the Oracle EBS database where the configured AQ is present. It then starts to poll the configured AQ for messages to dequeue. Once the messages are available for DQ, the adapter retrieves them from Oracle AQ and stages them in the created staging table. The messages are then processed by the adapter from the staging table. The processed messages are then delivered to the configured endpoint. Once the message delivery is successful, the status on the respective message in the staging table is updated to 1, which means processed. The processed messages are later removed from the staging table by the adapter. In the event of a repeated failure to deliver message to endpoint, the message in the staging table is marked to -1, indicating a permanent failure. Moving on to slide 24. In this slide, we will go through some of the considerations, known issues, and limitations in using the AQ inbound feature. When JMS DQ mechanism is used, it is observed that the DQ behavior differs based on the version of the AQAPA.jar file. The jar file from Oracle 11i has a stricter validation on the message header than the jar file that is shipped with the Oracle Database 10G. So if you notice any DQ errors with the code JMS120, retry with the AQAPA.jar file from the 10G version. If V7501 of IF05 of the WebSphere adapter is configured for AQ inbound using PLSQL as the DQ mechanism, it restricts the number of messages it can retrieve at once in one poll cycle to 20 messages. This restriction has been relaxed in V7501 IFIX6 and in V7503 of the adapter, which can retrieve as many as 500 messages in a batch during a single poll cycle. Moving on to slide 25. As we had seen earlier in this session, there are a couple of limitations in using JMS mechanism of DQ. And these are due to the difference in the drivers used for the DQ in each of these options. JMS DQ cannot retrieve a batch of messages, and all available message properties and payload properties for a given message in an AQ is not available when the message is DQ'd using JMS. Enqueue time using JMS DQ will be in milliseconds instead of timestamp format. If multiple inbound modules of AQ inbound are configured to run on a server, ensure that they have different subscription IDs and they use different staging event tables. Using a common staging event table across the different subscribers can result in error. If the staging table used for the AQ inbound feature is on DB2, then there are some considerations that need to be followed as mentioned in this slide. This is a requirement from DB2. So moving on to slide 26. This slide includes links to a number of sites that provide online resources related to AQ inbound functionality. The first three links point to various considerations that need to be taken care of during the AQ inbound usage. The next link points to detailed information about the AQ inbound feature, and the info center link give detailed information about the AQ inbound feature. With this, we conclude our session. I will now turn it over to David. Thank you.
Thank you, Prasanna, Bharati, and Ravi for a great presentation. Chart 27 includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject WSTE Subscribe to get a list of mailing lists and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better. Thanks again for your participation. Moving on to the Q&A session, I would like to remind you that for those of you who joined us via the web conference, you can also post your questions in the group chat. Precedence will be given to questions asked through the phone, and if time permits, we will also address questions in the group chat. At this time, Marcella, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Long. If you would like to ask a question over the phone line, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. If you decide to withdraw your question from queue, please press star 2. One moment, please. Sir, at this time, we have no one queuing up with a question.
Thank you, Marcella. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Prasanna, Bharati, and Ravi, for presenting today.
This does conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time.